rocking and rolling?
No, almost. Okay. I look like Greaseball McGee today. Sorry. I thought we'd have a little more time to get ready and beautiful for this, but I ran out of time.
I showered and put on business clothes and like shaved and did my hair for the first time, it seems like, in a week. So I'm feeling good about the fact that I actually did it.
You look really handsome. We are complete opposites with my grease. I need to do something about this hair.
Worry about it later.
Sorry. I just need to wash my hair.
Some days.
Well, how's it going?
Good.
How happy are you to be here right now?
Well, I've been sick the last week, and I'm sick. This is, how do you say it? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm sick and tired.
You sound like a old grumpy man.
Well, and I'm sick and tired of talking about being sick and tired, because it's just like it's all consuming. And like I can imagine if I'm sick of like talking about it, that like you and like other people are probably just even more sick of hearing about it.
Yeah. And the handful of people who listen to the podcast are probably like, get your shit together. Enough of hearing about you guys being sick and tired.
God, right?
I'm sorry. I mean, I think a couple episodes ago, we were saying how the rest of the family got sick and Ethan had somehow skirted it.
I was like bragging about it, being like, oh, I got a superior immune system. I never get sick. And like I was talking to someone at work and like, you better knock on wood. And I was like, nah, I don't believe in what's that?
Like superstitions.
Superstitious or whatever.
And I'm not saying you wouldn't have gotten sick, but I am saying if you would have knocked on wood, your chances would have been a lot lower.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like I started feeling crappy almost like a week and a half ago. It seemed like it hit like light.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't bad and I seemed like got over it. And then like we had a couple of nights where we didn't sleep real good. You know, we're going through the whole sleep thing. And then I just feel like that just kicked it into high gear. It was like any chance my body had of fighting it just went out the window. And then I was just dead Friday night.
And now I think you're starting to feel, I'm going to have to edit out all your coughs and your sniffles. Now I think you're starting to feel a little bit better, but you're so off your routine that you're like not sleeping at night, even though we're finally sleeping a little bit at night.
I'm so scared I'm going to spill it.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know how to hold the microphone and hold my coffee at the same time. You have your arm.
I know. I got a little arm over here. You can put it there. We'll just be careful.
Well, one day when we're real podcasters, I'll have a nice setup in here. You know? I feel like I need to add a disclaimer in all these episodes. If it's someone new who's listening, like, I'm so sorry if these suck because we're new. Like, whether it's the video or the audio, like, just give us a few weeks, maybe a couple months, and it'll
maybe
just keep
year.
Getting
it. It'd be kind of cool, though, like, if you continue to do this and you're successful with it, it's like 2 years from now, look back, we'll probably look at, like, our setup and be like, oh, that was just disgusting. Pathetic.
Pathetic. Yeah. Can we delete these original episodes and just pretend like they never happened?
Once it's on the web, it's always on the web.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm having a rough go on the web right now with some videos that I posted, but yeah. I haven't even talked to you about it. Why don't you ask me?
Well, please share.
Because I feel like
videos.
On these podcasts, sometimes it's like me just like, la, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
And then I'll tell you this, you know? So like, could you ask?
Yeah. So tell me about the videos you posted first.
I posted a video, a jokingly literally five second video about how if an adult, and I in the text I said someone, but I meant an adult, keeps trying to hug our kids after our kids like say no. Like,
okay.
But they're like, no, come give me a hug. Like, come on, come give Uncle Eddie a hug, you know, like over and over and over again after our kids say no. Then if our kid like slaps them, then I'm like turning a blind eye, you know?
Okay.
It's a trend.
Okay.
But it's a video trend, but basically just saying like, yeah, like if you keep asking my kid for a hug five times and you're not respecting that no means no, then I'm okay if my kid hits you.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
common sense.
Well, even since our kids have been young, like we've always been of the approach of like, you don't, it's not like, hey, you need to give grandma a hug or you need to give grandpa a hug. Like, no, you need to hug them. If they don't want to hug, they don't have to hug. You shouldn't be like forcing your kid to be like, you need to hug this person.
Literally. Thank you. And most people understand that. But unfortunately, they both went viral at Facebook and I'm afraid to check those comments.
In like a bad way.
Oh, the people on Facebook are so mean. I was just talking to my friend Kara about it and she's having a video go viral on Facebook and the comments she's getting are absolutely insane. Anyways, most people understood that one, it's just a lighthearted, it's literally a 5 second video. I'm not even saying that this is exactly how I raise my kids, is violence is the answer, you know?
Yeah.
But I just get comments that are like, your kids are the bullies in school. You need to think about why you're raising them to use hitting. Hitting is never okay. And it's like, I beg to differ. Like, I think we can teach our kids 100 million healthy conflict resolutions. Say no, remove yourself, find an adult. But there's also instances where you can't do that. And they need to know how to hit, kick, and scream, right?
Yeah. So isn't it called self-defense?
No, literally. Thank you. So God, this so is why like, I married you. People, the fucking people on the
people
internet.
People shouldn't be able to have, like, do use self-defense.
No, people are like, this isn't polite. You're going to offend someone. It's like, maybe teach a fucking adult how to be polite. Oh my God, it makes me so mad.
Yeah. Agreed. Like, if you were to go to like hug someone and they didn't want to hug you, most adults would be like, okay, I get it.
Like, yeah. Like, what's that say about you, you freaking weirdo, that you're trying to hug a kid that doesn't want to hug you? And people are like, it's just a hug. And like, it is just a hug. The video is just about a hug. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like a hug is also very close to being, you know, all the bad things in the world. I don't know. Okay. Let's talk about something else.
What was your other video?
That was my video that went.
Oh, there wasn't more than one? Should we do a week recap?
Yeah, let's talk about the week. I was about to say something. Oh, how's work for you? Is it good?
It's good. I just need to get back in the swing of things.
Just from being sick?
Being sick. I'm sick and tired of
being... Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah, no, I just, you know, need to get back in the swing of things.
Do you have any fun engineering facts for us today?
I don't, but I've been curious, and everyone's probably going to laugh at me, but like, it was so windy over the weekend, and I was wondering if it had to do with the solar eclipse, you know, because the moon drives like the tides and everything, and with the moon being closer to the sun. I know this is probably going to be so stupid. Everyone's going to make fun of me. I was just like, it just hit me one day. I was like, I wonder if this is like driving the crazy windy weather we're having.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. You should look into it and then give us an update next week.
Okay. I'll try to remember looking into it this week.
Okay. And then maybe bring a fun engineering fact next week.
Deal.
I don't think I have any fun engineering facts. I guess I kind of put you on the spot.
Well, let's recap the week.
Wait. My favorite engineering fact is that if you have water at two different points, like water in a pipeline at different locations, it's the same amount of energy at both locations, minus head loss.
You're making my head hurt.
I'm trying to explain, like Bernoulli's equation.
Oh, okay.
Like energy can't be created or destroyed, right? That's Newton. But then with water, I just...
My brain's not working.
Okay, fine.
Do anything.
Next week, I am bringing a full 3-minute discussion of Bernoulli's equation because it is my favorite engineering equation and I almost got it tattooed one time. Okay?
You're so cool. Okay.
Let's talk about the week.
Recap the week.
Let's talk about last week first, like during the week. Did anything happen?
Didn't we meet with the sleep counselor?
Yes.
Was that? Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So that was exciting. A lot of info over an hour and a half.
Yes, but she's lovely.
She did a good job. And a lot of it, like we talked about, like common sense, right? Like once someone like tells you, you're like, okay, that makes 100% sense. It's just, you know, yeah. So we're trying to start incorporating some of those things. And the biggest thing was just like cutting out the milk in the middle of the night because it was such a crutch.
Yeah. And I don't want to like share all of her tactics because that's why you should pay her, you know, because she is wonderful. And the way that she sets it up is she has like a big, like a intro meeting with you, then like a big sleep plan meeting with you. And then it's like a 2-week program where you're on an app with her and you can like message her and do sleep updates, like put how your kid fell asleep last night and all of those things. And we haven't officially kicked that off yet because like Ethan said, we're trying to get our 3-year-old to not be addicted to milk at night. And she gets it during the day. She's excited about it that she's not going to have milk at night and she understands. But then once it's nighttime, she's pissed. So
yeah, you talk about it all day. She's like, no, I understand. I totally get it. No milk at bedtime.
Of course, Daddy.
I'll get it at snack time, maybe at lunch, maybe in the morning. But when it comes to bedtime, no milk. Totally get it. And then it comes to bedtime and she's like, Baba. And you're like, we talked about this. Yeah. I want Baba.
Yeah. She's like, where the hell is my bottle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but she's... and it's not a baby bottle to cover us a little bit, but it's definitely like a transitional toddler bottle. But anyways,
sippy cup thingy. Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing a lot better outside of the being very, very angry and pissed at us at bedtime. And she's eating more.
Yeah. Like this morning, like she's killing the cereal.
Yeah. Like she's actually eating like food.
Yeah. Before she'd wake up and have like
milk,
like a you know, I don't know, 8 to 16 ounces of milk, which is still good, nutritious, but it was like
it's a lot of milk. Yeah,
it's like all she was like, that was her main source of nutrients or calories, whatever you want to call it. God, my brain isn't working. Yeah. Anyways,
yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I'm making you do this.
It's okay.
You're a good sport. It. Thank you. I'll pay you back.
But she, yeah, you're right. She's eating so much better.
Yeah, she. I mean, she has, you know what, 2 or 3 times since we dropped the milk.
Oh, you're not going to say it?
I'm absolutely not going to say it out loud. Please do not. I know you're not superstitious.
Don't say it.
Number one rule of Fight Club. What's the number one rule?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so she's been doing so much better. And then, of course, I get sick and then I'm not sleeping through the night. And like I'm up all night and
yeah,
can't breathe and coughing. And it's like,
I know.
I'm.
I think tonight's your night. I think if you can go to the gym today for even just 30 minutes, I know you feel like shit, but just go, like, just even just go walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes, do like 20 curls and then go sit in the sauna for 10 minutes, you know? And then I think you'll at least start tricking your brain into getting back into your routine. I think you'll sleep a lot better tonight.
Yeah. So this is going to be my gym workout if I can make it late afternoon. Is literally walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes while I watch like a Modern Family episode, stretch for 10 minutes, and then maybe go sit in this sauna for 10 minutes.
I think that's a great workout when you haven't done anything.
I know. I'm just hoping I'm not going to like just start coughing on the treadmill and being that person.
I think you're past that. That's the worst feeling though, when you know that you have to, like when you get that tickle.
Yeah, it's like, it almost makes it worse. No, what am I thinking? How do I want to say this? Hold on. It's like knowing that you can't cough in your environment where you can't cough almost just makes you think about coughing and then you start coughing, right?
Yes, okay. Yeah. And then you can't not do it. Yeah. I woke up for the first time in probably 6 months to go to the gym this morning.
Congrats.
Thank you. Not to like rub it in or anything. And I used to be like an early morning gym freak like that. I would wake up at 5:30. Like I loved it. Even after we had babies, once we got back into the swing of things, like outside of the brand new postpartum area, I was still really into it. But then the last year with our 3-year-old, since she's not sleeping, it's been really hard to get myself up in the morning. And then it's worse because it's like, okay, I'm going to get as much sleep as I can since I'm waking up with the baby. So then you wake up when the kids wake up and then you're like catapulted into chaos.
Yeah.
And you don't get even 15 minutes before the kids wake up is enough to like go to the bathroom, change out of pajamas, like brush your hair.
Let the dogs out.
Yeah.
Feed the dogs.
Feed the dogs. Yeah. Like get a coffee. And then you're like, okay, now I can embrace the chaos with the kids.
Versus them waking you up and being like immediately like thrust into it.
Yeah. Our 5-year-old will come get me. And she'll be like, mommy, let's go in the living room. And I'm like, okay, sweetie, like, let me put some clothes on. And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like, give me. So anyways, I made it to the gym this morning an hour later than I wanted to go. But I did it and it was pretty terrible, to be honest.
Oh, really? Why?
I mean, it was a good workout and I'm really glad I went. But I was like nauseous.
Was it busy?
It was actually busy when I got there. And then around like 7, it calmed back down.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like the early morning crew, you know?
I'd love to like get back into like 1 or 2 days a week hitting the gym in the morning and the other, you know, 2 days like getting up early and like getting some work done and getting caught up and like just feel so much better to like get something done and get something accomplished before like the kids get up.
Yeah.
Versus like right
now.
We're
so much happier people.
Right now, we've just been like, even like all A and Ben, I'd be like, just don't wake up for like 10 more minutes, kids. Like, just let me like read some news and just like mentally get ready, you know?
I know, which when you're sleeping, you can do that at 6 a.m., you know?
Even when I, you know, get up, let's say like at 6:30 or something, like I'm just going to get up, like I'll start getting the lunches finished. Like even just doing some of that stuff is like so nice and rewarding to have like 10 minutes in the kitchen where the kids aren't asking for this or that, or the TV's not blaring in the background with Super Kitties or
Super Kitties.
Or something, you know? And yeah. So, yeah. It's,
at least when it's bluey, it's good. No, I agree. And I know we really struggled that even when our baby did sleep through the night. Oh, shit.
What?
I said it out loud. This is in the past. This doesn't count for now. When she did in the past slept for like a month or so. No, she slept for maybe 2 months. We were like finally getting sleep for the first time in 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, I don't want to wake up early. This is the first time we've slept in months.
Yeah. No, it was like there was no desire.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll get there. No, this morning I was doing like RDLs, deadlifts, and suddenly realized that I had two of different weights. Like I had a 30 and a 35 and like didn't even notice
That's funny.
Yeah. I was like tripping over myself. I thought I was going to like, I was really nauseous. I just.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Are you trying to go tomorrow?
No, I won't go in the morning tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
Wednesday?
Wednesday? No. Are you working from home tomorrow?
I don't know. That's tomorrow's problem. Okay. I'm just trying to get shit done today.
And... No, I would love to get in a routine with you like every other day. Anyways, okay, let's talk about something else. I did a par three last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With your dad. How'd that go?
Also terrible.
This is the real uplifting podcast episode. This is like, if you just want to be like depressed with us, this is the episode you listen to.
Let's talk about something. We can talk about something exciting.
Yeah, the par three went terrible, but hey, you're just learning. You're just starting out. Your dad said like you had some good shots. He didn't sound like it was too bad, but you're saying it was just awful.
It was just really, the problem is we got there and I was feeling really good because the last time I had hit balls was in the bunker and like in the simulator. And I was hitting them so well, like just really confident, hit like really good contact with the ball. It was going, even if it goes right, like I don't care, I'm hitting the ball well, you know. And then we get there and we pull up in the golf cart to the par three and all of a sudden 10 teenage
was
boys,
it really 10
literally 10 maybe 8 come behind us and I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, like teenage boys. That's terrifying. That's almost as bad as teenage girls. Like,
and why didn't you guys let them just actually, go in front of you again?
I tried. I said, hey guys, I'm a noob. Why don't you guys go in front of me? Like, I'm slow. And they're like, no, bro. We got a lot of us. Like, there's 10 of us. Like, don't worry. There's so many of us. You guys go.
I'm surprised. Like, they have such strict rules at the club that I'm surprised that they would allow more than 4 people.
Maybe it was like 8.
But
it was,
but
a
even
lot.
Usually like 4, I mean, it's the max you can have for a par 3 or championship course. And so I'm just shocked that, you know, they probably booked 2, like 4 and 4 for
tee
times.
What's a par 3? You don't book, right? Just walk on.
I think you, I don't know
I don't
how
think
it is
you
over
book,
there.
I think it's walk on. That's what my dad said.
Oh, you just walk on and play it. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no one over there.
I'm still just shocked that like, you know, like that they let just 8 people play at once, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, that sucks. I'm sure you're...
No, and that ruined me. Like, it shot me down, and I just played, like, absolute shit. I made
my
dad...
Were they, like, right behind you the whole time, like, on every hole, or did they, like...
Yes! In the beginning, we went, and they were still, like, over in the chipping area practicing, okay. So I was like, okay. And it's hilly, you know? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be separated where at least they can't see us. And we actually started, and it didn't start out too terrible, and then all of a sudden they were behind us. And then I was like, okay, like we'll go to the next hole. They have 10 people. It's going to take them a while. No, they must be professional golfers because they were behind us again within seconds. And my dad is like, no, like don't stress. He's like, we're doing pace of play. My dad's been golfing for 100 years. He's like, we're not going slow. He's like, if they get up here, we can tell them to pass. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jeffrey, I'm like, oh my God, like, we have to go, you know? And I'm like hitting balls into the water. My dad is like trying to fish him out. He's like, golf rules is you have 3 minutes to look for a ball. And I'm like, just leave the fucking ball. Let's go. You know, yeah. Like, so anyways, I'm going to redeem myself this week. Yeah, I'll come back next week with a really positive golf story.
Are you going to go play the par 3 again?
I don't know. We're going to go either today or tomorrow. And I don't know if I'm going to go. I think we're going to go like driving range par 3.
Nice. What time is it? Okay.
We'll only be doing this for 20 minutes.
I know. We got about 15, 20 more.
You can't keep cutting the time down.
All right. Well, good.
What do you want to talk about? Like the weekend? I wrote some things down too.
What do we do this weekend? It's like, what do we do this weekend? I was sick. So all Friday night and then Saturday, I was just a bum. So you took the girls to do some gymnastics.
Oh my God. Well, it was just bad timing because we were like, okay, we're going to drop Milk. This is the first time in 3 years we're going to tell her she can't have Milk at bedtime.
Yeah.
And then Ethan got sick. So he was like, I physically can't sit in here and listen to her cry, you know?
Yeah. When I'm like, yeah, it was just.
So that wasn't like a great start to the weekend.
No.
So then Saturday morning, because you were up all night Friday, I think, sick,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So Saturday I was like, don't worry. I'm going to take the girls. I'll take them to the gym because our gym has childcare now. And then I can take them to gymnastics. And. To like give you time to rest and chill. And it started out fine, but there's just something that like boils my blood when we're running late. All of a sudden, I thought I was going to get a good workout in. And then I'm like, okay, I literally only have 20 minutes here.
And then you got caught working, right? You had like do a work thing.
Oh, yeah. Then I got to the gym and I was like, okay, at least I have 20 minutes. Like the kids went into the childcare place okay. And they're so nice there. And that's such a nice childcare area.
Yeah.
It's like nicer than our daycare. So nice.
Right.
Yeah. So then I like finally started working. And then I got a DM from a brand being like, hey, like we're waiting on your content. I was like, fuck. And I had totally spaced it because I never try to have deadlines on the weekend because I know because I want the week. I mean,
yeah,
it's just poor planning. I should have
put a deadline. Who even put a deadline on the Saturday?
I know. I really love them though. It's the bodysuit company and they're so wonderful. And I love those bodysuits so much. The snatching ones.
Yeah.
And they're very kind. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like my husband was sick last night. And I was like, I was just wrangling the kids this morning. And it only took me, I had to upload it. So it just took me like 15 minutes to make sure I had all the right criteria and all the things.
Yeah.
But still, I just did that on the treadmill. And then I was like, well.
Time to go.
And then I got the girls and they're just like, they just don't give a flying fuck about being late, you know? Like there's no sense of hurry in them.
There's not.
And I feel bad because I don't want to always just be like living life like, come on, girls, come on. Because like maybe the kids are here to slow us down, you know? Like we should be slowing down. Like that's the point of life is to not be going so crazy.
Yeah, but like we live our life off like a schedule and commitments. Like if you're going to the zoo, like you have to sign up to be there between 11 and 12, right? And
I know.
If you show up at 12:20, are they going to let you in? It's like if you're not in gymnastics within like
15 minutes,
10 or 15 minutes, then they won't let you in. So it's like, there's a reason why, like, you know, it's not like we're just rushing to get our kids out of the house because we want to be to the zoo 2 hours early.
Yeah. No.
It's like
there's a reason. I know.
Yeah. We're trying to get to somewhere that has a commitment, that has a timing. And it's just, I'm sure every parent fights that, but it's just like, it's like constant. Get your shoes on. Get your jacket. Did you go potty?
Yeah.
Why aren't your shoes on?
It's crazy. We'll be getting ready to go somewhere. And like, let's say we plan, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes to get the girls ready, right?
Yeah.
Outside of us getting ready, like getting them dressed, getting them socks and shoes on, brushing their hair. That can all go smoothly. And then it's like the last 5 freaking minutes that ends up taking 30 minutes because you think they're dressed. And then they're like, I don't want to wear these pants. And you're like, what do you?
They're all of a sudden naked. You're like, how are you naked?
You were just dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're like, I want to wear these shoes. I want to wear different socks. Or like,
where's this stuffy?
Yeah, where's this stuffy? God forbid one of them has pockets and the other one doesn't, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We're doing a really good job complaining.
I know.
But it was good, like Sunday.
Wait, can I tell what happened Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
And then, wait. Oh, yeah. So Saturday we were racing to leave the gym. And so we could get to gymnastics on time because they won't let you in, like you said, if you're late.
Yeah.
So we're in the locker room. I'm trying to get them changed into their like leotard, which is my fault. I should have just done that before we left in the morning. And I'm trying not to like lose my shit on them because there's other people in the locker room, but they just want to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we finally get to gymnastics. I'm sweating. I'm going a million miles an hour. I finally get there. The girls are in 2 different classes at the same time, but my younger one like won't go into this class without me. Like they won't go into the classes without me, you know? So I don't know how to be in 2 places at once. Thank God for this mom, Ashley, who was there.
Yeah.
Who has kids in the same class as our girls because she took one of them and like helped me. She was like, don't worry, like I'll take this one so I could stay with the little one. She's like, she's so nice.
That's
such
nice.
A godsend. I was like, is it hot in here? And she's like, I think it's you. But that finally went smoother until all of a sudden my 3-year-old asked to go use the bathroom.
During the middle?
Towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Or hers was over. And I was like, yeah, like, do you want me to come with you? And she said, no, mommy. So I was like, okay, like, I'll just kind of keep an eye on it, you know?
Rookie mistake.
I know. So I let her go and I'm watching our other daughter and all of a sudden I hear someone screaming from the boys' bathroom. So I like run in there into the boys' bathroom and my daughter is just, well, actually, I didn't even get to run into the boys' bathroom because she came out butt naked into the whole open gymnastics area, just screaming at the top of her lungs in front of all the parents, in front of all the teenagers.
Why? What was wrong?
She had gotten her pants wet.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
in the boys' bathroom. So then I had to like bring her into the girls' bathroom and there were all these like teenage girls like giggling at us, being like, oh my God, like she's naked in the girls' bathroom. And I wanted to be like, like,
ah, teenagers.
Yeah. So anyways, I came home a little hot Saturday.
Yeah. You sent me like 20 text messages where I'm like trying to nap. because I slept for an hour the night before, just like about everything that's going wrong. And I'm just like, oh my God.
It's not my fault. You should turn your phone off if you're trying to nap. I need to vent text someone so I don't take it out on the kids.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yep. So I was like, well, I better get up because I'm gonna need to help Annalie. And so
I'm
then,
sorry.
Yeah. So Saturday, yeah, that was the day I was really tired and sick, but I was trying to nap, right? Because like I just never nap. Whenever I'm sick, I'm just like, whatever. You just got to go through life and you'll just eventually get better.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm gonna nap. But what I end up hitting my head like 3 times.
Oh my God.
Like once on the corner of a desk. And then like I took the girls to like, I was like, we'll just go through the McDonald's drive thru. I was like, I can't go in a restaurant. Like I'm sick. Like I'm not going to like just go into a restaurant and expose a bunch of people. So I went through the drive thru and it was so cold and so windy Saturday.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, let's just go eat in the car at the park. Cause there's no way you're eating outside. And then they want to like eat in the like third seat of the car or whatever. And so then I'm like, okay, like don't spill your sauce. Yeah. First thing they do is spill the sauce back. They're all over the seat. I'm just like so mad. So eventually I was like, I'm just going to sit in the middle in the back, like in between the two car seats so I can help them.
Oh, in between the car seats.
Yeah. And then I have like the door open, but like I'm like yelling at them because they're like making a mess. And I'm like, I'm like someone at this park probably thinks like we're a homeless family, like living out of our car.
Yeah.
Like eating lunch in it.
and it's like so dirty
right now. I'm like yelling at the kids. So eventually, like, I shut the door, get everyone settled down. They're eating really well. And I was like, okay, like, I want to go get in my seat. Well, the child locks on, so I can't get And when I got in the back, I hit my head again on, like, the top of the door frame.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. So then I'm, like, locked in, and I'm like, okay, now I have to, like, crawl up to the front seat. Oh, gosh.
It's really hard to crawl over those car seats, too. Like to get into the front?
Yeah, yeah. It's and then I have all my food up there and the Coke because I'm like whatever, like I'm starving. I'm gonna eat McDonald's. Yeah. So that was.
Yeah, not a win. You've been.
That was very exciting.
You've been struggling with that car this weekend.
Oh, I know, it's so dirty.
It's been like you've been. I think maybe our second episode that we did this was one of those weekends where you were kind of like verge of full breakdown panic attack, and I feel like that was this weekend. Too, like with the car, with the house, with the lawn, like there's just a million things.
Too sick to really get too stressed about it.
Oh, I think was it Sunday you were like, I'm cleaning this car yet, or no, yesterday morning you were like, I'm cleaning this car if it kills me. Having a clean car is more important than a podcast to me, Annalie.
This car is like so disgustingly dirty.
It's
right
really
now.
Not that bad.
It's terrible.
It's not that bad.
There's fry sauce all over the third row seat.
I didn't see that.
It's bad, but our difference of bad is different, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, my version of clean is different than your version of clean.
Clean is clean.
That's true. Well, I just think the car is really dirty and you don't. So we'll leave it at that.
I don't think the car is clean.
Well, half of it's like just the crap that they accumulate in there, right? It's like every time they go in the car, they got to take something with them, right? And then all of a sudden, like, you don't clean out the car for like 3 days, and there's like 2 pairs of shoes, like 2 coats, like stuffies, rocks,
yeah,
like
the rocks,
trash everywhere. I'm like, I just cleaned this car out like 3 days ago.
Yeah, that's why it's hard for me to get excited about cleaning the car. I'm pumped about a clean house. I'm pumped about laundry or having a nice sparkling kitchen, but the car, I'm like, they're just gonna screw it up. I mean, they get in there and take their shoes off and it's like a mountain of sand, you know? It's like,
I know. I think it was just Saturday when like they were spilling sauce and I felt like we were living out of our car. We were eating like lunch in our car at a park. Like there was no one there. So I didn't even like park officially like in a parking spot. Like I parked like across the mall. And,
yeah.
And then like the park ranger comes in and I'm like, did someone call the ranger on me?
That was nice of you though. You took the kids so that I could have an hour.
You're welcome.
To decompress after my morning.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's teamwork.
It was. And then I think I came back home and took another nap.
Yeah. Good.
Well, that was Saturday.
Yeah. And then Sunday, you took our 5-year-old Topgolf. I thought Sunday was a great day.
I felt much better because I think I've rested all day Saturday. So I got up Sunday and I was like, I'm going to clean the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to vacuum.
No, this is literally, Ethan, I was in bed. I don't know why I was in bed, but I was just like chilling in bed either Saturday or Sunday. And Ethan's lint rolling the floor next to me. Not vacuuming. He's on his hands and knees with the lint roller, like getting under the bed. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing, babe. I'm having a chill day today. Do you remember that? You were like, I'm having a low key day today. I'm like, you're literally on the floor lint rolling.
Well, that was Sunday because we had all that wind again, and we just got insulation like, you know, 6 months ago, and obviously they didn't do a good job like sealing off like
all the
holes, and so like that's a conversation for another story. But like literally, like we have like barn doors between our bedroom and bathroom, and they're always open, but like obviously up above they're somewhat open. They kind of tried to close them off, and they did the insulation, but didn't do a great job. So with all the wind, I woke up Sunday morning and it literally looked like it snowed in our room. Like there's all this white lint everywhere. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
I know. I just love that your instinct is to get the lint roller and not come back with the vacuum.
Well, you were sleeping. I don't want to bring the vacuum back. I eventually did. And then that kicked off like my Sunday morning of like going ham with vacuuming and mopping. I was like, oh, I feel so much better, even though I was probably only like 60%.
Yeah, and then I think you crashed and burned pretty hard.
And then went to Topgolf, yeah, and then crashed and burned pretty hard.
Yeah, but Topgolf was fun. You went with our friend Jack and his daughter.
Yep, and the girls, I mean, we were there for 3 hours, and the girls for probably a good hour and a half, 2 hours of that played golf.
That's so cute.
Yeah, they liked it.
Yeah, are you going to go back again? Or take her to the par three, maybe?
It'd be fun to take him to the par three and like get in the car. Well, the problem with like my local course is they have a par three, but it's always so busy.
I'm not going there. Yeah.
But it's busy with newbies. So it's also like really slow. Like I could play a par three and probably if it's by myself, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you go there, it takes like 2.5 hours.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
30 minutes?
I think so. If it's just me and I could just go, yeah.
Do you get them all in on three?
No. But anyways, I think it'd be fun to take them, but they're really set on the carts, so we'd have to also go somewhere where we could drive carts. Oh, so maybe we could go to the Muni course and just have fun.
Yeah. So then you took Topgolf, and then I took our younger one to the mall and met Chandler, Jack's wife, with her younger kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a mall that's like gives super creepy abandoned mall vibes.
But it's over in like a nice part of town, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's
why
by
it's
like
just
the really fancy neighborhoods. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy. It's just like so dead.
It's so weird. That was I remember going there as a kid, and it was like where you'd go like hang out and like walk around, meet boys, that and the one on the other side of town. But they redid it and it's just like empty. It was a Sunday morning. And it was shitty weather outside and there was no one there. Like we tried to go to the park and we got blown away.
Yeah.
And I love that park. But anyways, so we were walking around the mall and it was creepy. And I mean, it's just weird. Like there's not even like name brand stores there.
But it's a nice mall. It's just like no one's there.
Yeah. But like, it's not even like, yeah, I agree. No one's there. But it's not like a Foot Locker. It's like Shoe Depot, you know? It's
really?
Like, yeah. Huh. But anyways, they have these little animals that you can ride around. Like little motorized, like furries. So we did that. And that was fun.
Yeah, I saw the video. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a great time. Are you dying over there?
Slowly.
Do you want me to just like ask you a question or will your brain not work right now?
If it's an easy question or some other topics to bring up.
Yeah, let me scroll back really quick. Let me scroll back and do my Q&As really quick.
Yeah, just find some lighthearted, easy ones. Yeah. Kinda...
And then next week, why don't you tell me about next week, all the energy that you're going to bring.
Remember.
Yes. You have a lot of work next week. Okay. Let me open all of my questions. Man, people ask some really nasty questions on here.
You're like inappropriate.
Some people are really nice, leaving really nice comments about podcasts.
Yeah, you showed me some of, or you sent me some of the reviews and it's nice to see the nice ones. I'm sure there's mean ones. And I know this one isn't our A game today, but
I know.
We get a hall pass.
We get a hall. Ethan's sick.
I'm sick.
I try to send you like positive. Please leave positive podcast reviews because I mean, if you don't like us, that's totally fine. You can just not unfollow and not listen. But the positive engineer or the positive. Sorry, I'm reading questions. The positive ones are so nice because they're so encouraging, and then I send them to Ethan. And then I think it's really good for Ethan to be like, oh, people are actually listening because you're not on social media.
Yeah.
So I think then you're like, oh my gosh, like what? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's nice. It's just nice.
Yeah.
The mean ones I don't get. Like if you don't like it, like that's great. Just don't listen. Go find another podcast. Like why do you feel the need to like say something mean on your way out?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wish people were like that. Okay, hold on.
Come on, fire one at me.
Fire one at you?
Fire a question at me.
How do you keep it together on the really hard days?
Oh, man. How do you keep it together on the really hard days? Teamwork, I think. You know, like Saturday, for example, I could tell from your 30 texts you'd sent me that like you were struggling and like you were like, I need a break. And so I was like, what can I do with the girls where I could take them for an hour? And I was like, I'll just go through a drive-through and we'll go eat somewhere because it's too cold to go outside. So I knew you needed a break. So I was like, let me just take them for, I think it was like an hour and a half, but who's counting?
He always takes the kids.
I knew you needed a break. So I was like, I'm just going to take them, get them out of the house and try to find something to do so you can have a little break. Because I think you were just, you're at your wit's end, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think, but what about on the days like when you don't have a partner to tap in? Like, what do you do? I know what I do.
It's just different. I mean, if you're solo, like you just can't get frustrated. You just got to be like, this is just it. Like, you just got to get through it. You just do it. I don't know.
Never lose your shit when it's just you.
I'm sure I do, but I usually just change my mental state and of being like, no one's going to relieve me, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's just like, you just got to deal with it and do it. And
yeah, we're lucky that I think we do a lot of, not necessarily stuff together, but the way that we have similar work schedules so that we're home together with the kids around the same time. So when one of us is really, really struggling or if the kids are struggling, usually like we tap in, tap out.
Yeah.
What was I just about to say to that? Tap in, tap out. Oh, there's moments where like we're both having a breakdown or when Ethan's really struggling and I'm struggling. I'm like, you're not allowed to struggle right now because I'm having a breakdown. Like you can't be at your wit's end too. Like I need you to hold it together, which maybe isn't fair.
Like what was it like a day ago? You were saying like you weren't feeling good. And I was like, I'm sick. You can't be sick too. This is my chance to be sick. It's like, you can't be sick. Right. It's like the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But then I'm like, motherfucker, when I was sick, I was getting up in the middle of the night with a baby. So yeah.
You were sick for like a month.
Yeah. So it's so hard to not play like the points game with each other.
Right.
This wasn't like the question. But I do think that's it. No one's asking me for advice right now, but I do think that's one of the biggest pieces of advice for parenting together.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I'm just zoned. I just zoned. No, I agree. We've never played like the point system.
Yeah, but it's so easy to want to be like, well, I catch myself doing this all the time because I think it's human instinct to be like, well, I did the dishes.
Yeah.
And I did the laundry. Like, what did you do? You know?
Yeah.
But I don't think you can look at it like that, right?
No, I mean, you can, but I just feel like it's not a good recipe for a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
But because I know a lot of people do, like, right? Like, oh, I got to count my, like, chips or, like, points or I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think, like, a good way to look at it is I'm not doing the dishes to get a point, but, like, I'm doing it to help you later because I know that you would do the same.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a mutual respect.
But, hey, if the points thing works, it works for you.
Yeah, but I could just see that getting so vindictive because it's never going to be even. It's never going to be 50-50. And also something in my mind that's a big point maybe doesn't seem as many points as in your brain, right?
Yeah, no, that's very true.
Why are you laughing?
No, because it's so true, right? You're like, you know, everything's, it's like, well, is that a point or is that worth 5 points?
Yeah, yeah. Or I'd be like, I'm getting up in the middle of the night. That's worth infinite points.
Yeah, you're
like,
that's a million points. You're never going to catch up. Yeah. No, I'm glad we don't do it.
Yeah. Right,
is there another question in there? Feeling healthy.
I got a few questions about birth story, and I really would love to do that. And I know we said we were going to do that this week, but now Ethan was sick, and he doesn't have the brain capacity, I think, to, like, recall memories in his brain.
I was thinking about that, though, like, a couple days ago. Like, would we do a whole episode on, like, each kid's birth?
No, I think what we should do next week is, like, 20 minutes of just catching up, complaining.
Easy.
Yeah. And then maybe just kind of chat about both of them and pros and cons about them, because we did a hospital induced birth and then we also did a home birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's interesting to hear from your perspective, kind of things that I can share, all the things that helped me and what I did, but then to hear like what dads can say or what they can do to help too.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I think people would be interested in hearing that.
Okay, I'm getting there. Do you want to sing us a song while I look?
Oh, yeah. My voice is real, real beautiful right now.
There's still a lot of questions on sleep training, but I feel like we talked about sleep so much.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired. And I'm sick of, I'm so sick of talking about sleep. Like,
oh God, right?
Yeah. We get a lot of questions about how do you keep your libido alive after kids? There's a lot in here. Like, I just had a baby and I don't want to have, be intimate. And it's like, you don't rush, you know? You if you're with your soulmate, you have all the time in the world to get back into the swing of things after you have a baby.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, last week Ethan said that there's other ways to be intimate together as parents. And I think that's important to look for those.
Agreed.
You don't have the mind space to dive into this.
No.
There's so many things that I want to talk about with you and you just like don't have the brain capacity.
We got to find some like lighthearted questions.
Oh, okay.
To make end on a happy note. I feel like this was just a real
Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think I would take the personal maid. I think you get more bang for the buck, you know, yeah. Right? Because then they could take care of everything. Like, how nice would it be not have to do laundry, let alone like everything else? I feel like I'd be like, oh, I'm excited to cook like a big hour-long meal, you know? And then they'd clean up afterwards too.
Oh, okay. The cleaning up afterwards part is nice. I would take personal chef in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. To not have to worry about the meal planning and the groceries and the lists and what snacks to buy and what's healthy. Are you kidding me?
Well, the chef just cooks. Now you're saying the chef has to buy all the groceries?
I'm not buying. If I have a personal chef, I'm not buying the ingredients.
That's true. It's funny because I do more of the cleaning and you do more of the cooking and grocery planning. And so I'm like, yeah, of course I'd like someone to alleviate me for all the cleaning I have to do. And then, of course, you do all the cooking. So it's so funny because you're like, yeah, I'd love to not have to meal plan. And
yeah. Oh, I would. I'll do more cleaning if I have a personal chef. It's just the meal planning. When was the last time I had four meals planned for a week?
Yeah, I don't know.
A long time ago. It's so hard. And the girls don't even eat what I make.
There's always food in the fridge, so I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, like, you keep the fridge, like, pretty filled. Like,
thank you.
Very rarely is there, like, I look in there and there's, like,
nothing.
Very rarely. But also, we have two kids, so it's not really an option.
Yeah, but our youngest one was like, oh, my God, I love applesauce. I love applesauce. Give me all the applesauce. So I bought a big thing, and now she's like,
did you put the one in her lunch I set out?
Yeah. And she even told me, she was like, I don't want that. And I was like, I'm putting it in your lunch anyways. it's just so stressful.
But she's eating better now. So
she is.
Yeah.
I would even love someone to plan my meals for me and to do the grocery shopping. I'll cook, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind. Okay. Let's do like one more.
Is it 40 yet?
Yeah.
Okay. One more.
All of these. Oh God, some people are so gross. Some of these questions I think are really interesting and that we should talk about when you have more capacity. When did you do your first no kid vacation? Want to do a night away, but I'm anxious.
I don't even remember. Do you?
We did our very first night away. I remember we went to the Broadmoor for one night when we only had one baby and she was probably 8 months old, but that was how long it took.
I'm trying to remember, but
no questions that involve memory recall for you. Yeah, today.
God, my brain is just not functioning.
I think the first time we actually went away was when we went to Hawaii for your friend's wedding.
Yeah, my mom came and watched the girls, and she was like, I felt so bad because I think they won or both were sick. All I know is my mom was like, that was very, very hard. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, mom.
Yeah. We actually didn't even hear from her too much until we were flying home. And we were flying home and then we got a text from her being like, this has been terrible. She's like, I haven't slept. The kids are cranky.
Yeah.
And it just made a really depressing flight home because we were tired from the trip. That was the first time I had drank in 3 years.
Broke your toe.
I drank on that trip. I broke my toe. Haven't drank again since because I'm like, this is why I don't, you know, drink anymore. Not because I have a problem, but just because.
You break your toe.
Yeah, I just don't enjoy drinking anymore. Maybe we can talk about that next week too, because a lot of people on here are asking me about why I don't drink.
But stay focused.
I'm sorry. I just want to talk to you for like an hour and a half. I know that you don't have the time.
But anyways, continuing with the story.
Are you serious? You just cut me off?
That was the first time we like took more than like a night or two away.
Yes.
And it was nice. It was definitely hard, but I think we both felt really guilty like when we found out that they were really hard for my mom and just like,
yeah,
you know,
it kind of put a damper on the whole trip. And I don't look back being like, oh, that was so nice to get away anymore. Like, I look back being like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad about that.
Yeah.
Even though she gets to go home and sleep. And your mom's a war horse. I mean,
yeah.
She'll be like doing dishes and laundry and tidying stuff on no sleep, you know?
Yeah. She's crazy that she can just still do all that. But
she's crazy.
Very thankful of it. And I think looking forward, we're really excited about like someday doing like a 2-week Europe trip, right?
When someone
will volunteer to take our kids for like 10, 14 days.
That's when they're bigger. Like maybe when they're like 5 and 7, you know?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, right? Like a couple years from now, like just plan like a... Because we were hoping to do a Europe trip after we got married.
Married. We were going to go.
Yeah, we were going to go. And I think we got married in October. Did you get pregnant right afterwards?
I got pregnant in March, yeah. On NuvaRing.
Yeah.
So a total surprise pregnancy.
Yeah. And then somehow like... You know, and obviously like a trip to Europe cost money and we weren't like financially planning for it. So really, we never got to go up on a Europe trip. So like, I'm really excited to like finally do a Europe trip with you and hopefully in a couple of years.
Yeah. There's people who take their kids to Europe all the time.
No, thank you.
Maybe if we were millionaires, we can fly first class.
Yeah. I'm not against it, but like, I would like the first time for us to go together and spend some time because it's a totally different trip with the kids, you know?
I would love to take them. Maybe when they're like, even like 8 and 10, I feel. But it's so expensive. I mean, who do we think we are taking kids?
Yeah.
That's actually a good point. I think next week, I know that you have to go. I think next week we should do like 20-minute catch up. And then if we do have to record early, since maybe we won't have a lot to talk about, let's talk about birth stories and labor and some of these other questions on here. Like how, I don't know. People just have a lot of questions about relationships and how to like each other.
I like it. All right.
Okay.
Love you. Peace out.
Thank you for making time for this.
You're welcome, baby.
I love you. Love you. Ethan's just stomping around like an angry monster out there now. Anyways, if this episode felt a little chaotic or unorganized, I'm sorry. next week, we will be rested and ready. Actually, I'm going to knock on wood from saying that. If you haven't already, please like, follow, subscribe, all the things that you do on podcasts. One week, I will figure out what I'm supposed to say. If you did enjoy this, please leave a review. They really do help so much. And more than anything, more than the algorithm, I get to show those reviews to Ethan. So you can find me on Instagram at AnnaLee15 or on TikTok at AnnaLeeGrace15. Also check out Along the Waves. I know a whole bunch of stuff sold out during our launch, but if you follow Along the Waves Co. on Instagram, I'm going to be posting stuff. We are restocking shirts, coming back with some new designs, all the fun stuff. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.